it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline is Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. And Zach, before we bust into all things Von Miller and trade deadline, all that with the Broncos, of course, seeing the news about Henry Ruggs, I mean, it doesn't matter if he's in the division, NFL, whatever. This is always just a really, really tough story to take, that Henry Ruggs was involved and charged with a DUI resulting in death. It's a tough story, man.
Yeah, I mean, a story that you never want to see, regardless of, you know, if it's even in a sport, let alone in the NFL, or let alone within the Broncos division. Just a terrible situation where, you know, he's being charged with a DUI resulting in death, like you said. And it's awful that that happened, and just this morning that happened. But yeah, I mean, it obviously impacts the Broncos and the football in the Raiders as well, because the Broncos still have another game against the Raiders. And man, I wouldn't think, with this at least, that the Broncos would be playing against Henry Ruggs this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, it just seems to be part of this, not that they're comparable, but just in another situation for the Raiders to try to have to figure out. It seems like it's been that way for a few years now. But we'll keep our eyes peeled to see what this goes. As they said, it's an ongoing investigation, so I'm sure maybe more will come out on this story. Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Zach, yesterday was a pretty big day for the Broncos. Well, apparently they're, you know, Vic Fangio. No, I don't know. They had a, you know, we moved on from Vaughn, which is bittersweet, because I think if you're looking at it from, if you're just a straight up fan person, fanboy, fangirl, whatever, you're like, because my wife looked at me and she goes, wow, that's so sad. Why would we do that? And, you know, my wife's not digging into the X's and O's of it. Guys like us, Zach, sophisticated guys, of course, look at that and say, man, second and third round pick for a team that's probably not going anywhere. I'll take that.
Yeah, and you know, it was a tough day yesterday for emotions, Brady, and you're exactly right. Just on the surface, it's tough to see Von Miller traded, but when you dive into it, the Broncos did really good in this trade by getting a second and a third round back. And yes, they are paying $9 million of salary, but Brady, the Broncos were going to pay $9.7 million of the rest of his salary this year if he stayed on the team anyway. So it doesn't really impact them. They have the money. They have the cap space anyway. So I love that the Broncos paid that salary in order to get even a bigger return for Von Miller. And look, Brady, the first month of the season, it really looked like Von had an opportunity to retire as a Bronco. Look, he won AFC Defensive Player of the Month in September, 4 sacks in 3 games. The Broncos were 3-0. It seemed like I could finally see a situation in which he was going to be a Bronco for the rest of his career. But then this past month completely derailed that. Von was struggling. The Broncos were struggling. And I just did not see a situation where Von was going to stay a Bronco for life. And we've talked about it time and time again on this great show, Brady, that Von, in order to stay after this year, he was either going to have to play fantastic in the Broncos to win, or they were going to have to land Aaron Rodgers. So what the Broncos did with that door really closing over this past month that he would stay with them after this season, what the Broncos did was they got a second and a third round pick back in order to move on from Von 9 games earlier. That is incredible value, and that's something that George Payton should absolutely not have turned down. So it was tough. And I was a little surprised that George was willing to do this big of a move, because up till this point, he hasn't made any bold moves. This was a bold move, and a bold move that really is a good move.
Was Von Miller, he said he was shocked, but then you're hearing stuff like, okay, the Broncos and the Rams made a deal last week with Kenny Young, and you're thinking, wow, they didn't have to give up much for a pretty decent linebacker. So part of me wonders if this was like an under-the-table kind of, hey, hook us up here, we're going to hook you up in a week with Von Miller. I mean, is there any chance any of that's going on?
Yeah, and something else that was out there also was that in that deal, the Rams got the call to have them be the last ones in on a Von Miller deal. So the Broncos agreed that, okay, you give us Kenny Young, and then if we do trade Von Miller, we'll let you guys have the last seat at the table. And so we talked to George Payton today at 4 p.m., and because there is so much conflicting information about did Vaughn know the entirety of last week, did he just find out yesterday, we'll find out more. And it's going to be really interesting to hear George Payton talk about this, not just about the process of how it went down, but what his vision is, because this is a clear sign that the Broncos are going to be rebuilding, or maybe not a full rebuild, but rebuilding in some fashion. But then last night, George Payton put out a statement that the Broncos are still trying to win. That's what I'm really curious about. What is his vision? Because, Brady, what was John Elway so good at? It was not rebuilding for mm-hmm. those years with Peyton Manning. It was about winning now. But then what came back to bite John Elway? It was that exact same philosophy that, no, we're never going to rebuild. We're just going to retool. And every single year they did that. And every single year it was the same disappointing outcome. And if you just do that year in and year out, Brady, well, you get what the Broncos have had the past 5 years. You never get a reset. You never get to be bad in order to become good again. And so I'm curious if this is finally that. And if that is that, it's a tough realization for Broncos, but I think Broncos fans are ready for that, Brady. They're sick of trying to compete with a half-hearted team and get the results of 7-10, 6-9. And people are over that.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. And yeah, you'd have to get pretty lucky, right? You can rebuild, but if the guys you're rebuilding with just suddenly turn out to be superstars, yeah, you can have your cake and eat it too, but that's so hard to do. I will be curious to hear more about what George Payton has to say. All right, so you guys are talking about this on your podcast, Zach. Is there a chance the Broncos could make out like bandits in this whole situation, get their second and third round pick, and maybe they get Von Miller back next year as a free agent?
Man, I mean, wouldn't that be something, Brady? But I think that's a little bit of a stretch,
yeah,
because and Von Miller yesterday, when he put that video out just saying thank you and goodbye,
yeah,
man, did he really sell the idea a couple of times about returning to the Broncos, just like Shannon Sharpe did, as he said. But the Rams aren't trading a second and a third round pick to rent Von Miller for 9 games. They're going to get him in their building, and I really think they're going to get a long-term deal done. Whether it's a 2-year deal, whether it's a 4-year deal, they are not going to let him leave, especially after just 1 year. And maybe, you know, the Broncos could convince him if they were to land an Aaron Rodgers. But, Brady, I think this move signals that they're not going to be as competitive in an Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, and I think they kind of realize that after this year. Now maybe they are, and maybe they surprised me, but if you think you're going to get Aaron Rodgers, I don't think you trade your best defensive player.
No, I don't think so either. So all right, so are the Broncos done? You're hearing Melvin Gordon's name's really heating up. You're hearing Kyle Fuller too, but Melvin Gordon really heating up for a couple of reasons. Obviously, they love Javonte Williams. I wish they'd give him more carries to show that love. But Melvin Gordon could potentially be traded, especially when you look at the Titans situation with kind of, you know, we're hearing Derrick Henry could be done for the season, maybe not going to be done for this season. It's still up in the air. Do you see Melvin Gordon, Kyle Fuller, what else do you see happening for the Broncos for the rest of the day?
Yeah, that's obviously the biggest name out there that the Broncos could get a big return for is Melvin Gordon. And the Tennessee Titans are the most obvious landing spot for him. I don't see him being moved because look at the football side of this, Brady. We thought that Javonte Williams was going to take over at some point. He has not made any push to take over Melvin Gordon as the starter. And really, he hasn't even taken snaps away from him, even like just a couple. It's still Melvin Gordon as a starter, still Melvin Gordon getting more attempts than Javonte Williams, still Melvin Gordon getting more snaps on the field than Javonte Williams. So unless a team blows the Broncos away, I don't think that they move on from Melvin Gordon. But there are some other guys that don't have as much value, and I think we could see a move be made. Like a Kyle Fuller, I think the Broncos would love to get his salary off the books, but I'm not quite sure they can dump that $5 million salary that he had. Look, I mean, is a team going to pay, give up a draft pick? No, it'd probably be a conditional seventh-round pick. But eat $5 million for the guy that we've just seen get beat and burned. And also in the best defensive situation, he's with Vic Fangio. He's with the guy that got him to be an all-pro a couple of years ago. I think it's going to be tough for the Broncos to move on from him, although they would like to.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. And Zach, if I would have told you the Broncos were 4-4 at the beginning of the season, but they were going to trade Von Miller, you probably would have scratched your head a little bit. But it's the way that all went down, right? Even the Washington win, the end of that game, and a lot of things that happened throughout just had us going, wow, it's taking truly everything the Broncos have to beat kind of another train wreck, both on the field and off the field in Washington.
Exactly, and that's why I'm really impressed that George Payton wasn't clouded by that win. And because they had been talking with the Rams before that game, and I'm really happy that he didn't get fooled by a win in October to bring the team back to 500 and say, we're all in on this year. And I think that is so important, Brady, because this team needs a vision, and it needs to be a vision that lasts more than one game or 1 month or even 1 year. Because it seems like John Elway's vision had always been just short-sighted on 1 year, 1 year. When you have Peyton Manning at the helm, you can do that because you are truly competing. When you don't have Peyton Manning and you have Joe Flacco, Case Keenum, Trevor Siemian, Drew Lock, all of these rotating quarterbacks, you have to take a step back and say, this thing may get ugly for a year, may not be up to our standards, but we're not going to get back to our standards if we don't take a step back. And so that's why that Sunday's win was so minusculely important, or not important, and I'm really happy that he didn't get fooled by it.
Yeah, this shows me a lot about George Payton. I really respect it because I think most of us love Vaughn so much. We're like, nah, let's just tough it out. He'll turn it around. He'll be here forever. But I think that was a tough move, and it right now it looks like the right move. Zach, what are you working on for us, man? I know you're going to be all over the trade deadline, all over the Broncos situation, so we'll be sure to be on your Twitter account throughout the day.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Brady. Yeah, an hour and 10 minutes left until the Broncos trade deadline. And then we talked to George Payton at 4 p.m., like I said, just to find out the details of how it truly went down. But then also on top of that, and more importantly, what is George Payton's vision? Like I said earlier, Brady, typically Broncos fans probably wouldn't want to hear rebuild. Now, after these past 5 years, I think they're ready for it. I don't think that George Payton goes that far to say it, but man, I hope he gives us a glimmer into some of his vision of what this team's going to look like moving forward.
Yeah, I'll be curious your thoughts on that. Maybe we'll catch up on Friday. Zach, appreciate you as always, man, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next time.
Right on, Brady. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Short break coming up. Our Power to Play Sports poll question is available at theholeshow.com. Who'd you hate to see traded more, Von Miller or Nolan Arenado? That's an interesting one. Getting a lot more votes on Nolan in the morning. It's evening out a little bit now. Go to theholeshow.com and vote. I'll be curious your thoughts. We'll be right back.
If you want nuggets insight, then you want The Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.